Hey y'all, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope you all have been amazing. I am back, continuing to be the most consistent podcast host in history. This podcast has been around since 2019 and it has grown and molded and evolved into something so different from what I thought it would be. And it's truly just turned into my diary. And I told you guys like 2 years ago, I was going to start just putting out episodes and entries as I can, when I can, when I got a diary entry for you guys. And today I have one and I'm so, so, so excited to share. So today's title, guys, today's podcast entry is "Your Irregular Love Letter Doesn't Match Your Prayers." So we about to get into it. So last time that we met, guys, I was actually hosting our 7-day faith walk and fasting challenge. It was an amazing challenge. We were praying every single day together. You guys were receiving testimonials, downloads nonstop. I mean, the way God was working was phenomenal. It was amazing. It was mind blowing. I was mind blown. If you missed the 7-day faith walk fast, you could definitely still join. It's just the replay. You can catch the replay right now. It'll walk you through all 7 days. It is an amazing faith walk, and I highly encourage you if you're looking to build your relationship with Christ, you're trying to even understand what fasting and prayer really is. I'm not talking about the fasting where you try to fast to get skinny and detox so you can look good. This is not a vanity thing. This is fasting for supernatural favor. This is fasting for God to release blessings to you. This is really fasting on behalf of others so that you can be a good steward and a good example of who Christ wants us to be that Romans 12 person, be that Ephesians 6 person, be that Matthew 6 person, like really representing him in the best fashion and understanding that when you do that, you really do receive tenfold when you realize it's really not about you. So the fast gets very detailed and specific. We have challenges within the fast, but you'll be challenged to tithe and give to someone else. You will be challenged, you guys. You will have a lot of prayer. So hopefully you can keep up. But if you have not done so, go to my Instagram, irregular_Jess, and click the link in my bio and you can do the 7-day faith walk and fast. I promise you it will change your life. I promise you it's free. It's 7 days. It's just 1 week and y'all will see God's hand. You will see all the replays to the amazing powerful prayers that we did together. It is such a powerful community, so hopefully you guys can see about it and join me. But nonetheless, so y'all, today, I officially announced that I am releasing my first self-published book. I am an author. I'm a fashion designer. I'm an author. I'm an investor. You know, I'm taking classes on trading and stocks. You know, I'm just all types of things right now. You know. So today, I announced that I am releasing my first autobiography, and it's titled "An Irregular Love Story." I have been working on this project for a while. I'm talking over a year. It's been in the works for like 2 years, I want to say, but I officially started writing last year and I'm so blessed to be wrapping this project up and really not even finishing it, but now sharing it, moving it into a new season. It's been something that I've kept private and intimate to myself and my team and my loved ones for a long time now. And I'm just excited to share it with the world. It is such a vulnerable testimony. And I always was wondering, like, why did it never feel like the right time to release my book? People will always tell me, and people that were around me witnessing my life and my testimonies will always be like, girl, you need to write a book. Like, this is crazy. The stuff that happens in your life, in business, the testimonies, the blessings, the ups, the downs, the fight, the fasting, the faith that you have is out of this world. Like, people need to know about this. And I will always be like, you know what? When the time is right, I'm going to write a book one day. I'm going to write a book one day. And I always just kind of counted myself out from writing books. I kind of put myself into a box and felt like, okay, I'm a fashion designer. That's who I am. That's what I do. And everything I have to do, everything that God put me on this planet for has to be around fashion. That's it. That's who I am. That's what I do. That's what I produce. And I was in that bubble in a place where I was very depressed when I felt that way. I was in a space like 2 years ago where, and I mentioned it in the book, I was going through some transitions in life, some friends, y'all will see all of that in the book, child. Friends were transitioning, life was transitioning, family was transitioning, and I felt very lonely. I felt like I didn't really know what was next. And I was like, you know, all I have is my gifts, and God has truly blessed me with the gift of design and fashion. And I didn't truly realize, like, girl, there are so many other parts to you. And I did this challenge within myself where I wrote out all of my gifts, and I was like blown away by all the other things that God was revealing to me that I was already great in. I had already been a teacher for like 5 years at that point. And not just any type of teacher, but a true educator, a curriculum writer. I had already been a master in fashion design, product development, which is completely separate from fashion design. Like I said, product development, wholesale buying, pricing, inventory management, marketing. I started writing out all these gifts, and then I started thinking about my gifts that have nothing to do with money. I started thinking about my gifts of interceding on behalf of other people. I started thinking about my gift to make people laugh, my gift to truly just bless people's day by being a light, my gift of forgiveness, my gift of patience. And I just started going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I realized there were so many other parts to me. And that's when God realized and re revealed to me, like, you're going to be truly writing this book. You're also an author. So write that, add that to the list. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even think of where to start. I remember wondering, like, where am I even going to start with this book? Like, I don't know where to start. I've never wrote a book. I don't know many people that have written a book. I wanted to self-publish this book. It's something also that I had been speaking to my therapist about. My therapist had been pushing me to write this book for like a year and a half, and I was like, girl, I'll get to it when I get to it. I don't know. I just want to make these clothes. And I knew that it was time, and God truly revealed to me that it was time for me to truly write this book. Once I officially parted ways with Fashionpreneur Academy, he was like, okay, this is about to come out. Like, in the next few months, you're about to put this book out. And I was fully focused on irregular exposure, and I started to doubt myself again, thinking, okay, is this just another distraction to take me off of my brand's focus? Is this a way for me to think that my brand isn't enough and I have to be doing more? Why do I always feel like I gotta be doing more? And I realized once I truly wrote the last words in the book that there was a reason that God needed me to do this project. There was a reason that I didn't feel overwhelmed in doing this project. There was a reason that God put this calling on my heart and my life. And I realized how much I truly enjoyed writing. I worked with an amazing team in Nigeria to help me and assist me in developing my book. It was a lot. I had to review my life from beginning, like from the literal beginning of my days as a young girl in Baltimore to where I am today. I had to relive a lot of things, and it was traumatic. Some days when I was recording my audios to write out the book and transcribe them, I would be emotional and in tears, like, dang, I went through some stuff. Like, I went through some stuff that I have not shared with people that they're about to read within this book. And I remember as I was writing this book, the last portion of the book that I kept telling my team that I wanted to assure that this book had was a love letter. So back in October 2022, I wrote a love letter to Irregular Exposure. I literally wrote a love letter to my brand. And when I wrote this love letter, I was having a day, child. I wrote it in tears in my kitchen. And I remember that I was super stressed out because I was just told that my inventory that was coming for Black Friday was going to be delayed because there was a huge COVID outbreak in China. I had already hired every person required to do this photo shoot for Black Friday. I thought I was going to miss out on my most successful day of the year every year because I wouldn't have inventory. It was a lot. So I remember praying, interceding heavily, having people intercede for me, I'm sorry, heavily, and just like praying deeply with God. And I remember speaking to God, and He clearly told me to write a letter to my brand. And honestly, I had stopped writing my book at this point. I wasn't even thinking about the book. And I wrote this love letter to Irregular Exposure as if it was my child, as if it was a person, as if it was more than my brand, because it is. It is literally the vessel that God has chosen to assign me to and use me to really just allow for this to be my ministry. I'm able to touch so many people through this brand. If it wasn't for Irregular Exposure, there wouldn't be a Fashionpreneur Academy. At one point, there wouldn't be a Fashionpreneur Diaries. There wouldn't be an Irregular Love Story book. There wouldn't be thousands of brands that I've been responsible for ghost designing for, developing and scaling. There would not be employment for many people. There would be so many seasons of life that I would not have been responsible for, and God chose me. And what a gift to be chosen. And I really wrote this beautiful love letter to Irregular Exposure, and I really explained to my baby how much I loved it. And as I read my book back to myself, and I like really finished it, I was in tears when I read my love letter. And it made me start to think, like, I want to definitely get on this podcast today, and I want to share with my people that they need to write a love letter. So I'm going to read to you guys my irregular love letter. So here it is. Now I want to read some final notes before I read the love letter. But here's the final notes. In October 2022, I wrote a love letter to Irregular Exposure. I've realized at that moment why God wanted me to focus on my first love. I'm in love with Irregular Exposure, and I'm in love with what I'm doing. I am in love with what we've built and in this business. God is the CEO of what is being built. I encourage you to trust God's plan for you, and I hope that you begin writing your own love story today. What is your love story? Is it cooking or culinary, fitness, science, history, whatever it may be steadfast in your passion. Know why you started. And also, guys, I challenge you to write your own love letter today. Whatever that irregular is for you, I pray that God will unleash his blessings and expose you to opportunities today. So I wanted to like give y'all that quick little synopsis, because this is truly the basis. I want you guys to really ask yourself, what is your love story? What are your gifts? I told y'all before I got started, what are your gifts that God has given you to really be resourceful and make wealth and generate wealth? But what are the gifts that he's given you that you still generate wealth through just by simply being yourself, but it's not always financial? And this book, guys, is going to reveal to you guys, there was a time where I literally lost it all. Like, you guys are going to see, there's a part in the book where I tell you I had negative $32 in my business account, and I invested it all and got it back, but that is not easy to do at all. And I want to explain to you guys that at that lowest point was also when I saw God's greatest glory. That's when I saw the best examples of love. That's when I saw the best examples of support. That's when God really revealed to me how solid the people around me were. I mean, the exposure was just so validated, and it was so blessed. So I just wanted to give y'all those quick little notes, but let me read to y'all my love letter to my brand. Dear Regular Exposure, God blessed me with the vision to birth you when I was a kid. I was only 14 years old when my mom signed me up for the NAACP Youth Entrepreneurship Program. That was the first time I met you, the idea of you, your name, your opportunity, and your legacy. Everyone in the class was just there for the $500 payout at the end, but I knew you were more than just a hobby. I began designing more apparel, selling garments, taking custom orders, and taking sewing lessons. My mother turned her basement into my first showroom. How blessed am I to have support like this? My mother, sister, and brother are the reason you are here today as well. God has abundantly blessed me with your presence. You have brought my family together in ways I couldn't imagine. We did local fashion shows where I showed you off. We moved to Philadelphia together, where I studied to get better at pursuing you. I remember when we moved back home, and I knew that that 9 to 5 was not going to be permanent. You kept pulling on my spirit to focus on you. You forced me to step out on faith. You introduced me to the Lord and Savior. Your future kept me and still keeps me. I have been through so much with you. Do you remember your store in Baltimore on Charles Street? Your landlord, Mr. Schofer, loved me, and I loved him too. He trusted me. I remember when we had the grand opening. Right before that, I dreamt that was your space, but it didn't last long. In 2017, I almost stopped focusing on you because of a short-term vision called the Fashionpreneur Academy. I took my focus off of you, but you molded me still. I couldn't let you go. In 2018, I left Baltimore and moved across the country to be with you. I wanted you to grow in a more successful environment. We grew from office to office, and now we are in a over 3,000 square foot showroom. It's beautiful. I love being there with you. Irregular Exposure, I have to say thank you. Thank you for trusting me as your creator and guardian. Thank you for allowing God to use me for you. Thank you for never giving up on me, no matter how scary it got. You've made millions, but this year, God has required me to shut down my other business, the Fashionpreneur Academy, and only focus on you. I heard your call. I heard God's call, and I answered. I have so many plans for you. I have vision for you. I believe you will be in the spotlight and known internationally. I believe the world will know you and love you. I believe you will make history. God showed me your spirit. I know he will employ me, so I trust you. As I write this letter to you in tears, I trust you because you have never left me. You love me the way God loves me. You trust me the way that God trusts me. You allow God to use you and give you to me. You are mine, and I promise to fight for you. I will raise you to be masses. We will spend more time together and become like the pals we were when I was only 14 years old. Thank you for never leaving me. Thank you for bringing me this far. Thank you for being used by God to order my steps. Thank you for waiting until now to be prepared for what you are about to be. God placed it on my heart to write to you now, and I am so grateful for what you have been and done in my life. I promise my sweet irregular exposure that God and I will make you new. You will witness pure bliss and joy. It will be like a dream. I owe you this fight, this fasting, this prayer, and this physical time. Please keep me growing, and I know that we will never be the same after today. I love you, and I thank God for giving you to me. I promise to never misrepresent you and to tell the world about how God made you and placed you within me as a gifted outlet. You chose me first. Now I choose you and only you. I am in love with you. I put myself to sleep at night, resting in visions of you. I have so much passion for you. People always say they see my vision for me when I tell them about you. I tell them how you will be a $5.6 million plus brand in the next 14 months. I can't wait to make your legacy huge. You waited until the right time. You've already seen million-dollar success, but where we are about to go is something fresh and new. God set a bound, and I'm just excited to see it. I literally can't stop thinking about this journey. Let's do it together. Let's show the world what happens when God does it, and God did you. Just know that I will always be your leader and your creator. Just trust me and have faith in me. Get ready for your expansion. Prepare to be famous in the land. You are already an internationally known name. And where you're about to go, whew, I am going to write a book about you soon. God is making me tell the world about you in a new way. So get ready. Y'all, that's my irregular love letter. It's in my book. You guys will see it. But God really challenged me in this because I had to tell my brand, I had to tell my passion why I was chosen for it. And what that revealed to me is that I had to continue to tell the world every way and every outlet and every platform. So I'm on this podcast today in obedience. I wrote this book in obedience. And I ask you today, what is that gift for you? What is that irregular love for you that you are passionate about? And I encourage you to write a letter to your business today, your career, your gifts, whatever it is, those gifts inside of you. And don't think that your gifts always have to be financial. If you're that stay-at-home wife right now who is literally producing turning and transitioning a house into a home, that is a gift. You are multiplying. You are nurturing. You are doing so many things to be who you are. If you are somebody that just got laid off of work and you're questioning if you went to school and got the right education based off where the economics are and the economy is today, then I challenge you to write this love letter to your degree that has molded you and assisted you in getting to exactly where you are. If you're somebody that has been in the midst of financial challenges, I encourage you to write a love letter to your debt today and say thank you that your credit cards have been able to carry you, that even though your account may be in the negative today, you give God all the glory that you've had everything you needed to get to this point. Even the device you're using right now to even listen to this, it was already covered. It was already blessed. It was already chosen. So Whatever that is for you, write the love letter to it and remind yourself that this is just a season and that what is coming is always better. The latter half is always better. And if you're in a great place, you're in a great season, write that love letter to your gifts. Write that love letter to that inner you. The inner child in me needed to see that letter. The person that was sitting in their kitchen in October 2022, exhausted, stress needed to see that letter, because that letter revealed to me that it was time to write this irregular love story, which is my book. So y'all, I hope this challenge is going to help y'all. I want to see y'all love letters. Feel free to email them to me. Email them to info@the90dayfaithwalk.com. I want to see what y'all come up with. I want to see your love letters if you're open to sharing, or you can keep it intimate for yourself. But I encourage you to see the vision that God reveals to you in that letter. I hope to talk to you guys soon. I definitely want to encourage y'all, shameless plug, to get your Irregular Love Story book right now. It's a very vulnerable book, y'all. Y'all going to learn a lot about me that you didn't know. You're going to be like, girl, what? My amazing director of brand operations, she read the book. I let her read it. And the paragraph that she wrote me after reading it, it just blessed me so much. She was like, I look at you completely different. And I have seen it on her. She looks at me completely different. She was like, I had no clue. This explains so much. And I was like, yeah, girl, I'll be telling my business, but this is where God is required for me to lay it out. So I'm excited. So this book is going to bless y'all. It's not just a book about just me growing up. It's a book about faith, finance, and fashion. It's a book where you guys are going to learn marketing skills. It's a book where you guys are going to understand finance and funding and investing into your business and reinvesting. It's a book where you guys are going to learn the importance of therapy and God and healing and supernatural gifts and your Holy Spirit gifts. It's a book where you guys are going to learn about relationships and what happens when you deal with men that God said no to and you want to keep being stupid until you still get the same no. You're going to hear about how I almost lost it all, child. You're going to hear about the challenges of me being a teenager trying to run a brand, having a mom that was going through health issues, and just trying to be there for my family. You're going to see some stuff. And it's a lot of things that it's going to bless you. It's going to bless you. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And I can't wait to hear and see the reviews. So please leave me a review, y'all. I can't wait to hear what y'all think. So I will talk to y'all in our next entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries.